Hey guys, before we begin today's show, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it with? BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to help you. Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapists network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area. You just fill out the questionnaire and help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched up with a therapist in under 48 hours. Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions, plus you can exchange unlimited messages and everything you share is completely confidential. You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime. Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Right now, Dark Therapy listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/darktherapy. That's better, BetterHelp.com/darktherapy. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast, and take charge of your health today. Nothing is hard. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Dark Therapy Session. My name is Arsenio Mash. You can follow me on Instagram at RSAYSR. And with me, as always, is Mr. Brandon. And you can follow him on Instagram at Brandon Janu Show as well on Instagram. Yo, we got a hot one for y'all today, for real, for real. But before we do that, please do us a favor. Like, follow, share the podcast on all platforms, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Please review and rate on there as well for us. We'd really, 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 really appreciate that, honestly. What's up, Mr. Brandon? How you doing today?
I'm good. I feel like I saw you last night.
Nah, I know. Time flies. That's the way it goes sometimes. But yeah, nah, it was last week when we saw each other.
Yeah, something like that. I feel like last night, last week, they all kind of run together.
Facts.
They all run together. Shit. Word. What day is it?
Fuck, I don't even know. I have no idea anymore.
That's all I'm saying. All these bitches. It's the day today.
Yeah, today is today, goddamn. That's right. Today is today. That's right. Yeah, brother. So how you feeling, man?
Oh man, well, shit. You know how I do it. I'm here. It's the best way I can put it.
No doubt.
That's the best way I can fucking put it.
I feel you on that, man.
How you feeling? How you feeling, my brother?
I'm good, man. I'm hanging in there, brother. Podcasting really, you know, I know we said it before, man, but honestly, it really is this, especially doing this with you, it really is therapy. You know what I'm saying? It really allows me, even if I don't talk about my specific problems, it allows me to at least express myself in ways and allows me to get whatever I'm feeling off my chest. Even like I said, even if it's not necessarily the topic that's on my chest, it allows me to get the anxiety out. It allows me to battle the depression. It allows me to be able to just be happy. You know what I'm saying? Even if I'm faking it, because even though I'm faking it, you know, even when I do fake it after we're done recording, I'm actually still happy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always good with it. I'm always happy when we do this. And, you know, going back into the editing portion of it and stuff like that, man, that makes me feel good. I ain't gonna lie. I love doing it, you know, just creating. And up until the last time we recorded yesterday, I really was not in a creative space at all whatsoever, but I felt obligated to do it. One, because, you know, you're my brother, so we got to do this. And, you know, two, now we have a sponsor. So it's like, okay, let me force myself to do it once. And then once I forced myself to do it, it became happy. It became a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's interesting. You said force, because that's exactly how I feel about before I was recording yesterday. I was like, it didn't feel forced, but I knew eventually I needed to do a podcast.
Right. And I was definitely like, wasn't forced.
Yeah, it wasn't forced, but it was kind of like more like we were like dragging our feet and eventually we were going to do it. But it was just like, finally we did it. And it's like, oh shit, we still can do this shit. Okay. Right. You know what I'm
Right.
saying? Even if you take a week or two off, you don't know, you know, what type of energy you're gonna have during a podcast.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And it's
But
like
it's always, I
it's
think it's always good energy with us. You know what I mean?
definitely, definitely. And I think that's the thing about why this works so well, right? It's like
Facts.
we are like always down. So when we see each other, it's like, what's up, man? What the fuck going on, man? What's
Fucking
going
right.
on, man?
Fucking right. You ain't
How you
lying,
doing,
man.
man? It's like,
Damn
and
right,
it's
yo.
that, it's that. It's literally that. It's like, goddamn, like how fast the energy switches. It's
Yeah,
crazy.
man. Yep.
It's crazy, man.
And you know, when I said earlier, like about faking it, I don't fake it necessarily with you. You know what I'm saying? I it's really hard to explain because it's like you want to play this like for me, the quote unquote host, co-host, the guy that does the intro and shit like that. And you know you want to try to grab people as soon as they listen. Because if they've listened, if yesterday's episode was the first time they listened, or if today's episode is the first time they listen, you want to try to catch them. You know what I'm saying? Try to grab them. So I don't think it's necessarily fake because it ends up getting me in a good mood. I end up getting in a really good mood while doing the podcast. You know what I mean? So it's always fun. And being out for what, a week or two or whatever it was, I tend to forget how fun it is. You know what I'm saying? And when I'm gone, it's like you start dreading, like, gotta do it again, gotta do it again. But once I do it again, then it's like, okay, here we go. That was fun. Let's do it again. You know what I mean? So it's always like that.
It's like Tuesday night on repeat.
Yeah, buddy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Like Tuesday night, so.
I'll be telling myself I'm only gonna stay an hour for this one because you know I gotta go to bed and this and that. 3:30 in the morning.
Dragging yourself to the bed and shit.
Hell yeah, drunk as hell. You know?
But that's the beauty of it all, right? Like,
right.
It feels forced. You know, I think when we do podcasts sometimes, because especially like us, we dread reality. Like, we don't fit in reality. Like, so anytime we get a chance to like record and do what we want to do, it's fun and it's enjoyable because, yeah, it's us, but it's still like we can take ourselves out of our situations for a second.
Sure. Sure.
And give ourselves a different perspective, even if it's our own perspective. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the difference when you do a podcast sometimes. And I think that even with you, man, like I've come into the podcast a bunch of times and you had to drag the shit out of me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that goes both ways.
Yeah, we both had to drag it out of ourselves, like, because we both were kind of like, man, fuck today.
Yeah.
fuck today. Like, this shit
Facts.
Sucks.
Facts. And it gives us a break from reality, you know? Not necessarily a break from reality, but in a sense, so.
An hour and 30-minute break.
Pretty much, man.
We always say that shit, though. When the light comes on, you're probably going to get the most honest, the most not giving a fuck, the most just straight up
Facts.
Fuck the world person. You're just like, but you're going to enjoy the conversation.
Right. Right. And I always enjoy the conversation with you. You know what I'm
always,
saying?
Always, man.
It's always it's always great and fun. No bullshit. You know, I guess I could talk about it, man. Obviously, as y'all can see, I am no longer in the shed. I am actually down in Florida. And as you can see, my face is red. That's because of all the damn sun that's out here, man. It is crazy. And it's only the middle of June. What the fuck? I can't
it's not even middle
August.
Of June.
Wait
it's
till
not even
August.
June. It's not even full June yet. This is the beginning of June. This is the crazy fucking part. This is the beginning of June.
Yeah, good point. Good point. So I know how I know it's got to be bad down in Houston, boy. You know what I mean? So yeah, facts.
Welcome to the humidity and all of the fucking heat that don't make no fucking sense. They be like, it's 90 degrees outside, but it feels like 110. Like, bitch, what?
That was yesterday. How is it 90, but it feels 110? Bitch, it's 110. It's 110 degrees out there. Like, holy shit. 90, yo, but it feels like welcome, 110.
Welcome to the South South. So you just in Virginia. You see, you got the breeze still. Nope.
I was in the north, the most northern southern state. I was the state right before the Mason-Dixon line. You know what I'm saying? So
I know. I say wasn't like used to the South because as soon as he got down there, he got a tan real fast.
I've been here a fucking week. I'm about to match this fucking shit over here, the brown color over here in a second. Fucking crazy, man.
He did not know. Oh man. You did man, not oh, know. Man.
My brother took me to the beach. It was Daytona. So, and luckily he had one of those tents and shit like that. So we're sitting in the tent. Bruh, the heat hit me so bad. I slept the entire time. I was like, this is so fucking hot. We had eaten. I was like, oh my God, went right to bed. Slept for like two hours under that damn tent. Didn't even touch the water. I woke up thirsty as hell. Yeah. I probably lost 15, 20 pounds just sleeping on the beach. Well, the cool thing about it is you can drive your car onto it. So, you know, the car is right there. But still, man. Hot, man.
Hot. Why, this hot?
Why this the hot? Fuck is it this hot? It doesn't need to be this hot. Like, the world does not need this kind of fucking heat. Why is it here? Why?
That's how you know you're from like the North, New York and fucking Virginia.
I'm from Jersey originally.
He was like, what the fuck is this heat? What is this heat? I've been in heat before. This is heat.
How am I in a fucking 24-hour sauna? It's ridiculous. I don't believe it. My phone, you should have seen my phone. I tried to take a picture earlier there was like an animal or some shit that was out there I ain't never fucking seen before. That's another thing. These fucking animals are wild out here, man. And I was trying to take a picture and it was so humid that the backside camera, it was just all fogged up.
Nothing. Yep.
It was like, and it said, please clean your lens. I cleaned it. And it fogged right back up again. I'm like, what the fuck is that? What is wrong with this place? How are people living here?
It's funny to hear people talk about the South because I'd have lived in this shit my whole life. It don't get no better. It's the craziest part. The shit don't heat up. The shit don't get cool until like late September. Like late September, early October. Mid-October.
What the fuck?
You ain't gonna get no winter till like, nigga, it's winter. You don't know it's winter till, nigga, it's winter.
I came last year when my mom had passed. I can't, because this is where she moved to. So I came last year and it was in January, December. And it was actually cold. It was, but cold was 50, 40 degrees. And I mean, when I tell you cold, it was like, it felt as if it was 10 or 20 degrees up in Virginia. Hold on, give me a second. All right, sorry. So it may be 40 or 50 here, but it feels like as if in Virginia, it was 10 or 15. That's how cold it was. So I know it gets cold out here. And when you look at the number, I turned it off. When you look at the number, it's like, oh, 50 degrees. Oh, that's actually pretty good. I don't mind 50 degrees. 50 degrees in Virginia is way different than 50 degrees down here. 50 degrees down here, shit is freezing. It's like, holy shit, man, it's cold.
Ice on the road and shit. You'd be like, what the fuck is in the 50?
That's what I'm saying, right? Fucking ice on the trees and shit. But... No, it's a definitely different experience, and I know it takes generally about 3 weeks for your body to acclimate, and I'm about a week. I'm coming into week two right
two?
Now.
Yeah.
So I got about another week to acclimate, but still, bro, how the fuck can people acclimate to this shit?
How can we? Bro, you think it's bad now? Try to go to sleep and it's like still like 70 degrees don't get you shit.
I got you. Yeah.
70 degrees don't get you shit.
Fucking, I fell asleep out here after the last time we recorded. Woke up at 3:30 in the morning and it was still fucking hot.
Hot. Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, it was still hot. I woke up, I was drenched. Just like I am now. I know y'all can't see because it's a black shirt, but this shit is wet. It's wet.
Yo, I had to change my shirt like 3 times because my fucking all PC sweating. It's real shit. It's real shit. I had to change my shirt like 3 times today. It's the third shirt I
fucking
had on.
Wild.
Fucking I put wild. On deodorant, took a shower, everything. This shit just drenched. It's the fucking sun, man. It's the heat.
Yeah, yo, it's wild. And like, it rains every day here. And like when I say rain, it don't just drip drop. It's not just a couple drip drops.
Oh no. Nah.
I'm talking about a fucking baby hurricane coming through this bitch for 10 minutes.
Then it
gets hot afterwards.
Yeah, well then you are in Florida and it is hurricane season. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you about to get a lot of fucking rain. So
fucking wild, man.
Be on the lookout, my brother, because that shit coming.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, like I'm staying here with my brother, and he's been here for the better part of 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Maybe even longer than that. And luckily, he said no big hurricane has come through that has impacted anything that much. They've lost power and stuff like that, but you know, nothing crazy. I'm like, great. I moved down here. He says that to me. Next thing you know, we're going to get a big ass fucking hurricane that wipes the entire fucking house off. That's my luck. You know what I'm saying? That is my fucking luck. This house is probably going to be leveled. I'm going to be dead because of the. It was nice talking to you, brother.
Listen, it's hurricane season. I don't think it's gonna get to that point. I hope not.
I hope not either.
I hope not. Shit.
I'm just shit talking. You know how I do.
I mean, Florida is only like category shit. By the time it hit Florida, about like category 2, 3.
Yeah.
Something like that. Ain't nothing massive like that. Florida don't get them crazy ass hurricanes until like, you know what I'm saying, make real landfall.
Yeah. Especially where we're at. We're about an hour south of Jacksonville, which is like the northern city. So it's not terrible, even though we're only 20 minutes. We're about 20 minutes from Daytona. So it's like if something big comes through, then we'll get it. But, you know, if it's not really that big, we'll probably just get the rain and shit like that. At least that's what I've been told.
Yeah, the south is pretty much that. It's like, as long as you ain't like, on the bad side of the storm, you're good.
Yeah, right.
I think it's like the left side of the storm, left side of the eye is where you kind of like don't have the bad weather. I think the right side is like all the terrible shit.
Is that right? I never knew that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you need that's up on your hurricane history now because you
I guess far. I fucking do, don't I?
You might want to that's up on your hurricane history because you might be you far. Yeah, my brother.
You might be right. You might be right on that, for real.
Yeah, and for as long as I've been alive, I've been having to deal with fucking hurricanes, so I know some shit.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, because you're in the Gulf Coast too. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. Yeah, I understand. Those are bad. I understand. From what I understand, those are really bad. The ones that are in the Gulf Coast, like there's been quite a few actually recently. You know, I mean, going back even to when in Orleans when the levees broke and shit like that, Katrina. Mm-hmm. And then up until a couple years ago where fucking didn't something happen where like all the power went out or some shit. I don't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, it was hurricane that was. So many fucking hurricanes. I forgot which one.
Fucking wild, bro. Fucking wild, man. I can't believe it.
What is it like down there, though? What is it like in Florida? What is it like right now?
A lot of people look like me out here. A lot of people look like me.
So I don't know what that means, but okay.
Every motherfucking body got a Puerto Rico flag on their car. There's a lot of Puerto Ricans out here. I got a Puerto Rican store right up the street, a Puerto Rican grocery store right next to it. There's a lot of Dominicans out here. There's the women.
I'm about to say.
Oh my God. Every second. Damn. 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 It's like, holy shit.
That's an amazing drink. That's an amazing life to live.
Yeah.
You
man.
Just turn around and be like, whoa, okay, model. Okay, got it.
Right. I went to Walmart today. I saw at least 3 models up in that bitch. Like, God damn. Wearing booty shorts. Bottom of the ass cheeks popping out. Like, damn. I love this place.
So what you say you stand again?
Yeah, man. I went to the line where she was at, and you know, I stood, you know, I was probably like 2 or 3 people behind her, but you know, she's bagging her groceries and she's moving around. Yeah, the bottom of her ass cheeks was just hanging out. Like, damn, I'm just sitting there. Fuck.
You said that, I was loud. I know, honestly, he'd be like, fuck. Like the heat, it's the heat.
Yeah. It's heat is getting to me, y'all. Sorry.
Yeah, you like invite that shit on the heat. It's the heat.
I'm new around here, y'all. I'm new. Yeah, nah, facts. It's wild, man. It is crazy. And like learning all the streets and learning the neighborhoods and learning, you know, how people drive. Oh my God, people drive like shit out here. I thought it was bad in Virginia. Oh my God, it's even worse here, yo. But not necessarily on the highway, but on the local roads, it's real bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's just like I can't have road rage right now because it's a right to shoot state. They'll shoot your ass about around this motherfucker.
Up the boot, people at the wrong motherfucker. Beep beep beep, get the fuck out of the way. What you say? Yeah. What you say? Oh yeah. Well, oh my God. Nope. I'm good.
Nah. Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't deter me from Florida. I'm not coming to Florida at all.
Remember, it's a stand your ground state.
Yeah.
So, yeah. 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 You go ahead and talk shit if you want to. You're gonna get popped. And not to get too much into politics, but I drove. There's this intersection, real big intersection. Mad people out there. They had they were selling Trump flags and all these DeSantis flags and all this crazy shit that was out there. Mad people out, yo. It was packed. And then all you hear is people beeping the entire time. Beep 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 beep, passing right by them and shit like that. It's like, wow, okay, I'm home, but it's still. Still gotta be. Well, I gotta watch my back.
Oh yeah, beep, beep, beep. Holy shit! What is that?
Oh shit! Yeah, exactly right. But no, it's very, you know. Luckily, man, you know, staying here at my brother's house, he's got a cool ass neighbor. He's Jamaican, and basically going over there every night. Been eating Jamaican food for the past week. Yo, seriously, I've been eating a lot of jerk chicken fucking pork chops today with the rice and chicken peas and he loves to make broths. So like yeah, bruh, when you're drinking a fucking broth that has vegetables and shit inside of it, oh my God, it hits the spot every fucking time, yo. Every fucking time. So I'm getting fed a lot better than I was when I was in Virginia. Because in Virginia, you know, nobody was cooking no dinner, so I had to eat fast food all the time. You know what I'm saying? So thank goodness I don't have to eat fast food like that no more. You know what I mean?
I was like, walking to people's houses, like, what you cook today, man?
Yeah, yep. I'm your cousin. They probably my cousin.
You never know. Shit, you never know. You got a check. Shit, we never know. Everybody's cousins
out here in Florida. Fact, I know. Facts. And it's pretty crazy too. Like everybody puts out their all their like shit, the shit they want to throw away out into the yard and shit. It'd be some nice ass stuff too, man. And you drive by, 10, 15 minutes later, gone. People just be, yeah, oh, it's wild, man. It's a, it's like the wild, wild west out this motherfucking, man. It's fun, though. It's fun. I'm having fun. You know, especially meeting the neighbor, being able to go hang out with him and shit. Look, when I say he's Jamaican, I'm talking about dance hall, reggae all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? So I'm learning new shit. I love that. Look, if you know me and you follow me on Facebook, you know damn well I pick dance hall over reggaeton all day, every day. You can fight me over this all you fucking want. I don't give a shit. Punch me in my motherfucking face. We going to fight over it. Dance hall is better than reggaeton. Sorry. So, you know, I learned about a bunch of new artists. I heard a bunch of new songs and shit like that. And I didn't know something about this thing called dub plates, where you can actually pay reggae artists to say your name in the song and they record it for you specifically. You know, and there's competitions with this stuff. You know, there's like a, there's a big company called Bass Odyssey out of Jamaica. There's Sound Troopers. There's all these other groups and they have fucking battles.
Oh, Sound Troopers.
Sound Troopers. I never heard of before. I've never heard of this shit before.
I didn't say Sound Troopers created Bad Boys.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. See, I don't
know. I heard them before. Yeah, man. I think, yeah. That shit crazy, man. That shit crazy. I've been trying to get my shit together, I guess, in a sense. Because I'm like looking for apartments now.
Hey, congratulations, brother.
Yeah, I'm trying, man. I'm trying to get the fuck out of here.
Word is bond. It's good to get out on your own, man.
It's that. I think it's just me trying to like get something different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's the thing. Like we don't know what's different until we go out there and do it.
That's right.
It might, because it's different surroundings. Like you being in Florida, it's different surroundings, but it's kind of like, what is it? Kind of still home. I could kind of go to a store and feel at home. I could go here, I go there. Certain things that might be missing, right. But it's still like, this is a new home for me. You know what I'm saying? Because it still has some ramifications of what it used to be.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of what I'm looking at now. It's kind of like, you know, still waiting for, you know, I did a deposition, still waiting for a lawsuit and everything. But other than that, I think, like, I've been looking for apartments. It's just time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just want to be by myself.
That's good, man. Yeah, and you'll learn a lot of things on your own, too. You know what I'm saying? How much you actually need to do when you're by yourself is one of the things. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know how to wash clothes and not all I need to know is I can cook a little bit. I'm kind of good at that. After that, I'm like, fuck the rest of the shit, I don't give a fuck about it. Yeah. I'm already learning how to pay bills and save money, so I'm good.
Facts. And that all comes into play, man. That all comes into play. And it's funny how we're kind of in the same boat, because I'm doing the same thing, you know what I'm saying? And it's one thing I can say is that when you get home, if you don't want anybody over your house, don't nobody need to be there. You know what I'm saying? And you can actually have peace. When you sitting in your living room watching TV or whatever, you get up, you go to your bed. You know what I'm saying? Kind of teaches you discipline as well. You know what I'm saying? And all these other things. And you just learn so much more when you're out on your own, man. For real. Word is bond.
I also feel like this podcast, right? This podcast is like our home. Mm-hmm. You said something that was very interesting. You said it brings you peace.
Yeah.
When we sit down and do this shit, it's like this brings us peace.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we don't want anybody to come on here and feel some type of way.
Right.
Because, like, it fucks up our peace. Because this is what we do. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know what I'm saying? It's that.
But that doesn't just go for dark therapy session. That also goes for top 10 things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
and all the other things that we do together. You know, that goes for all of that. Because it's us. It's you and I and the family.
The family.
And, mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know. It definitely can feel that way, man. It's very peaceful. It really is.
I guess we just pretty much saying it's like nobody should come in here and fuck up your peace.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, too, with us, there's no judgment. There's really no judgment. And it's really nice. It's freeing to not have any judgment. And, you know, like for me coming here and living here with my brother and his wife and their daughter, my niece, there's no judgment. There's like nothing. It's such a weight that's been lifted off of me, you know? I miss my kids, obviously, you know, there's no doubt about
clearly.
It. Yeah. I talk to them every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? Even if
I wanted to ask you about that, but yeah. That you answered it for me.
So what I did was Saturday, I made sure to call them. I called each one individually, you know what I'm saying? And I talked to them for 30, 45 minutes each just to, you know, make sure that they understand I'm still here and I'm still doing things. I'm blah, blah, blah. That's the reason I'm still wearing this motherfucking hat, because I still feel this way. You know what I'm saying? I still feel like I'm going to be a good dad no matter what, even if I'm not going to be there every day. But I have to.
Even though you're not there physically, you still there.
Yeah, facts. And I am. Fuck. My son texted me today. Hey, can you reset your PlayStation password for me? I need to get all of the games that you had on your PlayStation Plus account. I was like, yeah, I got you. Yeah, no problem. I got you. You know? Yeah, you know, those little things, man. It's all right, you know. And I think hopefully they'll. I would like to think that they would appreciate me more. And well, to be perfectly honest, their mom too, because she's there. By herself now, regardless if we don't get along, regardless if we don't talk or whatever. Hopefully, you know, this will make them grow up a little faster, you know, because they've been coddled, they've been protected their whole lives. So hopefully this will break them out of their little shell. If you see bugs flying around here, yeah, they're probably, these motherfuckers will probably kill you. I don't know, man. Florida, I don't know.
Yeah, yo, it was all nice. It was all sweet and shit. Then I know these fucking bugs might kill me.
That's my ADHD, brother. That's my ADHD. I apologize.
Yeah, it was all nice and shit. Bugs might kill me, dog. I appreciate this.
But it's real. It's true. It is true, though. You know, and hopefully they learn to appreciate both of us. You know what I'm saying? And I hope they appreciate the things that they had in the past as well, because, you know, while we were together, we always tried to make them happy. They always came first, and they always will continue to be first in our lives.
First.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So we'll see how it goes, man. You know, I think I said it in an episode before I had gotten the job. I had gotten a job in Virginia, y'all. And I worked for the shit for 2 days, and then I was forced to move out. So I, you know, but still, you know, we have to look at it as an adventure. Like I am right now, if you don't look at life as an adventure, then life is just dull. And right now I am in an adventure. I am scraping through, trying to figure out what to do next in this life and just try to keep moving on. You know what I'm saying? But you try to be as happy and try to be as positive as possible, because once that negativity hits, look, man, I'm talking shit now because I'm in a good mood. I'm talking shit now because I'm feeling good about myself. But in about a week, I know for a fact that depression is gonna hit, because that's my cycle. I fucking hate it. It's my cycle. So I'm gonna be saying some different shit next episode, probably. You know what I'm saying? But you know, as of right now, I can say that it's an adventure, and I don't plan on being homeless. So I have to do something. You know, it gives me motivation. Seriously, it does. So we'll figure things out as we go, man. That's just the way it is, yo. You know, I mean, there's no other option. The only other option is suicide, and I can't do that. You know, that would, like I've even said it to you before, that would hurt my kids way more than if I died of natural causes. And I don't want to hurt my kids, man. I don't. Not at all. Yeah. Fuck that shit, man. They mean
it's too much to me. 100. It's all right. So I have my nieces over here. This weekend, you know what I'm saying, watching them for my brother, because Father's Day and all that, you know what I'm saying, and it's just that, you know what I'm saying, like watching them two, you know, growing up, it's interesting, you know what I'm saying, like my niece is about to be, one's about to be four, The other one's about to be one.
Wow.
She turns, my other niece, my little niece is about to turn one at the end of June. And my other one turns four in August.
Wow.
August 1st. So it's just like watching them is like, and I saw them today. I was like, damn, they are twins. I was like, my brother cursed these damn children. Lord Jesus. but it's ironic.
I've seen them. I've seen their pictures, and thank God they don't look like him.
But
my bad, Ricky.
But
he don't know I know him. He don't know I know
him. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's that in a sense. But like I said last episode we did, my little niece, like she never wanted me to hold her, like never wanted me to pick her up. And every time I pick up a sister, she would just look at me, she'd just stare at me and be like, nigga, you ain't gonna pick me up? Like the fuck going on?
that's the youngest. You pick up the youngest one?
You I pick up the oldest one.
The and oldest the youngest, one. Okay, yeah, okay, okay.
And then the youngest one is like, why my sister so much on this? What's going on? Oh, pick me up. What's going on? And that's the thing. It's just like, wow. Like, it's crazy to see that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just, it's that in a sense. It's just like, and again, like, I don't know if I'm ever going to have that.
Would you want it?
You know what I'm saying? And that's the, I think a question that I always ask myself, do I want it?
Yeah.
I do. And then I don't at the same time. Because it's, like you said, it's, what if I don't get along with the mom? What if I don't, you know, generally,
it's heartbreaking.
You know what I'm saying? Like, really yeah, what if I don't get along with the mom? And what if we generally just don't see eye to eye on certain situations? And what if I meet somebody and that just ain't the right person for me at that time? Sure. Like, it's just a lot of shit. I want to be in my kid's life, like you say. Like, it's just hard to fucking mentally think that way when you, like, you could be mentally in that mindset. Like, I'm going to protect my kids no matter what. Mm-hmm. What if the physical isn't there?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, yeah, you know, so, like, seeing my nieces is, like, that's fun for me and it's enjoyable for me, but I know I could give them back at any moment. What happens when it's mine and I don't have that? You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. That's a good point. And you know, we talked about it on the other podcast that we did the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you do decide that you want to have children with a woman, it really does take patience. You know what I'm saying?
A lot.
It could take years before it could take, you know, it could take, it really could take years before you figure out that you want to have kids with this person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It really does.
I think that's the fear, right? A little bit, in a sense.
Oh boy, yeah. Oh boy, yeah.
Yeah. It's not the now. It's like you gotta think about what's gonna happen in 15 years, 20 years.
Yeah.
Are you still gonna be cool with this person? Probably not. You don't know.
Right. Right. And like right now, as of right now, 25 years I was with the same person. And I can tell you right now, we not cool. You know what I'm saying? We haven't been cool for a long time. But that doesn't distract us from the goal, which is our children. You know what I'm saying? That they're always going to be number one. But those are things, man. Those is. Oh, I thought I felt the bug on me. Oh, damn. These are things. Honestly, you really.
Yeah. I had it. Look, hey, what the fuck is that?
Make sure that motherfucker still ain't on. But it's in my head. Did you see it? It's just a moth. But there are things that, well, there are a lot of things to consider, man. There really are. You know, people change. People change in 15, 18, 20 years. They're not the same people that you met. You know, they're never going to be the same people. The only thing is that you can finally.
I saw that shit. I saw that shit.
You saw that one, right?
I saw that shit. I saw that bitch from the right there.
Yeah, I saw that shit from the corner of my eye. The only thing you can
see hope, even Bugs want to be on Dark Therapy session. This is what we talk about.
Hey, look, these are the guests. Hey, come on. Tell us about how you feel. That'd be fucked up. He'd be like, look, man, yo, this should be stressful. Well, fucking this hurricane that's supposed to be coming through. What hurricane? Oh, I can sense them. There's a really big one coming. But no, honestly, the only thing I can say that is hopefully you can choose the right person that has the same type of goals as you. Now, like for me, I'm in the state where, well, not in the state of Florida.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, in the mind state that, all right, so if I decide to be with another woman, it's going to be because they want to be with me too. And if I don't want to marry again, I really don't. But if I do marry again, I want to make sure that person is going to have the same goal as me, which is I'll take care of you. You take care of me. We're going to do this shit together. We're going to live this life together because we love each other. So that's all I can really tell you, man. It's kind of a crapshoot, brother. I'm sorry to say that. And it's not reinforcing anything positive. It's kind of a crapshoot. But I will say is just don't be dumping nuts into females, especially when you get your own apartment. Don't be just dumping nuts into everybody. You know what I'm saying? Me, I got a vasectomy. I can dump nuts all day and won't have no kids. You know what I'm saying? I'll die all day, every day. It don't even matter. But for you, yeah, you would have to be careful. You know what I'm saying?
But also me is also I feel like my health, in a sense.
See, that's a whole other level. That's a whole
other level. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want my kid to have to go through what I went through. What the fuck was that?
Did you hear that? I did. It's a bug zapper, like not on top of me, but you know, a little bit forward.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a big ass bug. Yeah. I know what I'm eating for dinner tonight.
God damn, he did.
He said it. God damn, he did.
he clearly didn't survive this shit. He clearly didn't.
Nah,
There's no way.
I better
the way that shit.
Let me cover my beard, man, because I don't want that shit falling on my damn beard. I'll be like, look.
Make some good content for Dark Therapy.
If I puke, that's more of a skank bank thing. But but no, man. Like I said, it really is a crapshoot. And you know, thinking about you, you know, with your heart condition and stuff like that. Yeah, man. You know, you have the fears. Is it hereditary? Can they have the same thing? Will I live long enough to see them grow up? You know, all these other things, man. And that's fucking scary, bro. That's fucking scary. I never thought about, like, I know I'm mortal and I know I'm not going to defeat death, but having that heart issue like you do, man, that would scare the shit out of me, bro. That would scare the fuck out of me. Seriously.
Yeah. It's just that in a sense. It's just like, at any moment I could, cause I got so much shit going on me physically that people don't see and I don't talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like that in the mindset already is just like, it scares the shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? So would I even want to bring a kid into this world knowing that at any moment I could go?
Sure.
That kind of fucks with me a little bit.
Yeah. Nah, I feel you, man. I feel you. My age that I'm at now, if I had the same heart condition as you, I don't mean to put any negativity out there towards you whatsoever. You know, you're still young, and I would say yes for you. But for me, if I was 40 years old, as I am now, and I still had this heart condition, I wouldn't want any kids. because of that. You know what I mean? Because I don't know how much longer I'm going to live. You know what I'm saying? And that goes for every one of us, though. So it's like every one of us can die right fucking now. I could die on this fucking microphone, holding this shit and have a heart attack and die. You know? But at the same time, I don't have any history of anything. You know? I didn't grow up the way you did. I didn't have to go through fucking 15, 20 surgeries like you did. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the exact number, but, you know, but still.
You got it right.
I know it's something like that. I do know it's something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. But at the same time, why would I rob myself of the happiness? Because there is a certain happiness there is to having your children. And I feel like you're getting that through your nieces right now. It takes a little while to warm up, obviously, but by the time they get 5 or 6 and you're still in their lives the way you are, the way and stuff like that, I'm telling you, man, they're going to love you just like they do their dad. I'm telling you they do. Maybe not in the same fashion, but they will, you know, I'm telling you, man, they will love you. They would love you nearly the same exact way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And as long as you continue to be there, even after, let's say, you know, I don't know if they're married or whatever, but let's say they separate or whatever it is, as long as you continue to stay and still be in their lives, even after that, then that even reinforces the bond straight up.
Yeah, that's true.
So you just got to try. That's it. Just try to be there. You know, if you get to my age, you know, in 12 years from, God damn, I'll be 52 and you'll be fucking 40. But in 12 years from now, we'll still be doing Dark Therapy session probably. But
hopefully we get other motherfuckers to do Dark Therapy session. We just looking at these motherfuckers. You edit it and I'm just in the background like, nigga, say this.
Bossing people around. Yeah.
Yeah. Dark Therapy studio, bitch. We
yeah, man. But I tell you what, you know, the first step, honestly, is finding your own place, and you're doing that. So you're taking the first fucking step to the rest of your life, straight up, and I'm proud of you for that. Good job, yo.
Uh-oh. Thank you, my brother.
DC's favorite part. Go ahead.
Let's get to the goddamn shenanigans. I got time for this shit today.
DC love looking at your legs for some reason. I don't know why. What's up with him?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, shout out to What the Shit podcast. All right, let's do our plugs, brother. You go ahead first.
Oh shit.
There is Brandon. Motherfucking bugs being cooked all day, every day over here right now. I'm gonna turn off my mic. You go ahead and do your plugs. Yeah. My bad.
Before we get back to RC's animal channel.
that is the biggest moth I've ever fucking seen in my fucking life, yo. It's big and red. You're about to see it because I guarantee it's about to fly in front of my face. Holy shit. That shit is, fly up in there. Yo, go ahead, man. I'm sorry. My bad.
His face is like, what the fuck is that? He was terrified.
All right, I'm not terrified. I just don't want the shit to be all up in my face. You know what I'm saying? Stay up there. Just don't fly up in my face.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny.
What the fuck? If you guys are just listening to the podcast, please watch it on Spotify and YouTube.
Oh my god. Holy shit. Wow.
All right.
Okay. Holy shit. Holy shit. Okay. Br- Brand New Show on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, podcast platforms everywhere. Catch me on Smoker Reviews tomorrow with my brother Courtney, produced with my brother DC for What the Shit podcast. Also, catch me on Tuesday mornings with my brother Juan, Jack's Wild Sports podcast. We will be doing our mock draft on the NBA next Sunday. We got a mock draft, NBA mock draft. Talk about all of the pro, all of the rookies that's coming in and will be drafted. So catch that next Sunday. And shout out to Urban Boulevard, still a brand ambassador for that. Urban Boulevard, BLVD. You can just hit them up on their website. .us is what the website is. And .co is the company on Instagram, social media platforms. Also, top 10 list will be back this Tuesday. We will be recording in Zoom. Oh, that shit gonna be crazy. But the more important thing is that 200 episodes coming up, and that is the top 10 tournament. We're gonna be doing something extremely. I was looking at the list that I have, and I'm like, holy shit, how much shit do we have to do? So yeah, that is a tournament we will be doing Tuesday night for my 200 episode, which is pretty dope. I'm looking forward to that. Like always, and of course, brand new show on YouTube and podcast platforms everywhere. All right, say what you got, my brother.
Thank you, sir. Like I said at the top of the show, Instagram, Arsay Senior, RSAYSR. Follow me on there. You can support me at patreon.com/Arsay. But I guarantee you, if you sign up, I'm going to give half the money to Brandon. So it'll support both of us, man. Please go to sign up at patreon.com/Arsay. We got the Skank Bank podcast. That's a fan cast off of the Legion of Skanks. Check us out on there. We're wild on that. Not as wild as here, but we still wild. we talk about the Legion of Skanks and we run through each episode every week. And other than that, honestly, I really don't have much. But shout out to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com. Get 10% off of your first month of online therapy when you talk to a therapist. So if you're listening to us and you enjoy the show and you feel like you need some therapy, please go there and sign up. Once you sign up, that helps us as well monetarily. And we really, really, really would appreciate that. We would really love that. So thank you so much for listening, watching. Go to the Dark Therapy Session YouTube channel. Subscribe there. That's the least you can do. That's free. Follow us on Spotify and on Apple Podcast. If you want to rate and review, what we'll do is we'll read it every month on live on the show once we get a review, and get your review heard live on the show. Straight up. We will really appreciate that. So thank you so 100. Much. Word is bond. Thank you.
And shout out to our family, Channel 82. We appreciate you guys. And that's coming soon. Stay tuned for that. It's coming soon.
Word is bond. Channel 82. Catch the dark exclusive episodes of Dark Therapy Session on the Channel 82 Network. Word is bond. Hell yeah. Facts. All right. So let's do this shit. Let's do it. It is time.
I feel like I corrupted myself into this bullshit, but okay, let's do it. Yo, they are getting killed.
You hear that shit?
They are getting killed.
I am not going to go hungry. I can tell you that now.
I hear zzz.
I'm going to have to turn that shit off, yo, and just let them fly around. I don't know, something.
All I hear zzz.
Welcome to Florida. You know what I mean?
For real.
Word is bond, man.
Okay, God, this shit here is unreal.
Oh boy.
Oh my God, this shit is unreal, man.
All right, so today's FMKs. If none of you know what an FMK is, that is fuck one, marry one, kill one. And we've chosen three British females. This is the British FMK, by the way. And today's FMKs are, Georgia Smith. Maya Jama and Nathalie Emanuel. Mr. Brandon.
Oh my God, and it's coming to you first.
Okay. I know. You know, I always go to you first. Oh, this is difficult. Mr. Brendan, who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill? Because God damn it. God damn it.
I put myself in such a fucking bind with this shit. I'm starting to hate myself when I do this shit.
Yeah, everybody. He's the one that came up with these three. Yes.
I like you. Because, so we had a conversation about how this shit was getting a little bit too damn easy for us. We had a conversation about how this shit was getting easy. I ain't taking this shit. And then I was like, you know what? Everybody was challenging me. I didn't put myself in such a fucking... Or say you shouldn't have challenged me. This shit is... I forgot I got to do this shit with you. I completely forgot that.
I like how you just pick three bad bitches and just say, hey, let's do this. All right, bet. Regardless,
oh, my God, man.
Because, you know, you pick three bad bitches every fucking time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. This is... Don't give me the props for that shit. That shit is hard. I forget I got to do this shit with you. Oh my God, this is not even fair. Oh good God. Okay.
All right. Before we begin, who is Georgia Smith and what is she on or what does she do?
She's a singer.
Okay, and I already know who Nathalie Emanuel is. She's an actress. Mm-hmm. And what about Maya Jama? What does she do?
I want to say shit. I want to say she's a model or a TV personality, one of the two.
Okay. All right. So I'm glad we cleared that up. That doesn't make it any easier, but it makes it clear.
This shit did not make that. That shit did not make it easier, by the way. He's just like, let's give them the occupations for everybody to listen to this shit. It's still fucking hard.
Facts.
Fucking hard.
No doubt. All right.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm marrying Natalie.
Ooh.
I'm marrying her. Yeah, off of Game of Thrones and Fast and the Furious 7 alone. Like, oh my God, her Game of Thrones is so
when she
sexy.
Did that full frontal on Game of Thrones, I was so happy. I was like, oh my God.
That alone.
Well, it was fucked up, and she fell in love with a eunuch, and he didn't have a dick, and he was a soldier. So that made me feel better, because at least I got something.
I was like, motherfucker, you can enjoy this, but I can't.
That's right.
All right. Okay. So now, fuck. Okay. I'm fucking Georgia. I am. Yeah. I got to fuck her off rip. Yep.
Word.
Daddy, she is thick as a motherfucker. Oh my God.
I am not
here. I guess I got to count. I got to kill. See, this is one of those where you'd be like, can I fuck her first and then kill her? See, this is one of those kind of fuck up person, they kill him.
I get it, but you know the rules.
Come on, God damn, man, I'm sick of this shit. I am sick of this shit.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I'm on it. I'm only killing you because you were Ben Simmons, and that nigga sucks.
I can't believe you're killing that. All right,
I gotta kill him. I gotta kill him. Don't remind me, man. Don't do that. Don't you fucking do that. Don't remind me. How dare you remind me of this bullshit I got to do to myself. Shit.
Look at that smile.
Don't do that. Come on, man. Stop it. I hate when you do these pictures. I hate when you flip through the pictures. It makes me feel even worse. Yo, this shit sucks. This is our own torture on dark therapy session. See,
that's a good
shit?
Point. That is
my God.
Great fucking point. Oh my God.
Look, oh my God.
Look at that.
Okay, God.
You hitting that. Yo, but you are right. You hitting that. You're all right. You're in a good spot. You're in a good spot. However, I'm kind of fucked up.
Yes. Darcy, you're fucked up. Like all of them. Like both of us. But yes. Yeah. I already picked mine. Go ahead and do what you gotta do.
Yo, I'm marrying Nathalie Emanuel. I mean,
yes. Listen,
yeah, there's no doubt about it. She is fucking beautiful in every aspect of the word beauty. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she is just so fucking fine. She's got a beautiful fucking body. Her character that she played in,
that picture, Lord, that picture.
I know. Game of Thrones, I really enjoyed her character a lot. You know what I'm saying? And generally, I don't know how long she's been acting, but when she is in something big like that, a lot of times actresses bring themselves to these roles. So at least that's what I like to think. So I would like to think that, you know, a portion of that character that she played in Game of Thrones is actually her. So
when she came out that water in Furious 7. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Bro, oh my God.
What? I'm definitely marrying Natalie Emanuel. I'm really, really, really in odds with these two between Georgia Smith and I'm telling you, bro. Maya Jama. God damn it. Just the cheekbones and the smile.
Oh my God.
There. I mean, Here's the thing. Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
You're just torturing yourself, Austin. You're torturing yourself. Stop this.
You're torturing myself.
Oh my God.
So what does Georgia Smith do again?
She sings.
Okay.
Which means she can hit a high note, man.
She's creative.
That's your pick. You have your own pick. This is, you know, I'll pick mine. So I've already picked
mine. I know.
I gotta pick yours, man. You got one down.
Man, I love the creativity of a singer being able to create music and stuff like that. I don't know what's her name? Jama does.
Jama. Mm-hmm.
Maya Jama. I don't know exactly what she does. Said she does. What is she? What did you say she do?
She's like a TV personality, a model, okay. Which makes sense.
That kind of settled it for me. I'm definitely gonna kill her. Fine as she is, it's not easy. I'm definitely gonna kill her. But there's a specific type of that type of woman that you know for a fact that she probably is not good in bed. You know what I'm saying? She probably doesn't have to work hard to find a man, to get a man. I don't think any of these women do, by the way. But, you know, she's almost too beautiful. If that makes sense. I know you saw
that. I hear what your eyes.
That last one, though, right there.
Oh, my God. I mean, even though she don't work hard, she might not have to work hard in bed. She look at me like that. She's getting pregnant.
Yeah, I know. That's after the first shot. What happens after the 10th, 15th, 20th shot?
If she keep looking like that, come on. She look like
she's not. Remember, when we do these FKs, we have to remember they all these women take shits on the toilet just like anybody else. All right. They all get diarrhea too. They all be shitting all over the place just as much as anybody else. You know what I'm saying? We have to remember that, you know? Imagine the most beautifulest woman that you can think of. Well, imagine her also taking a shit. It's not very fucking appealing, okay? At least not in my eyes. Maybe in some people's eyes it is. But, So I'm definitely going to fuck Georgia Smith, and I'm going to kill, what the fuck is her
Maya.
Name? Maya Jama. Yeah. I got to kill you. I'm sorry. You're beautiful as hell.
I don't think
you bring much to the table. I really don't think you bring much to the table we're in a relationship.
This is the second time in 2 days we didn't pick the same damn woman.
Get the fuck out of here. Did we match?
Yes.
I love you. No, I'm kidding. we met.
Yeah. We matched, like, man. Like
just like last night. Plenty of fish. Look at me.
Don't use that app. That shit is a terrible app.
Oh nah, man. I've gotten pussy off of it. I ain't going front. But
your organs still attached? Your organs still there? You sure your organs are still attached?
I don't know. It's been kind of feeling weird lately.
No, your kidneys are still there.
I know. Facts. I didn't wake up in a bath in an ice bath with my kid.
In an ice bath and shit.
Yeah, facts, facts.
Where am I? Where am I? What is this? What is this room? This wasn't what it was like earlier. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, it'd be funny as shit. They try to steal a sperm sample. They gonna be mad. I got a vasectomy, y'all. Ain't no sperm samples being taken, okay?
You try this shit, see what happens. Miracles do happen. We shall see. Good luck.
Good point. It is 90, it is only 99.9%.
That shit. We shall see.
Facts. Facts. That was fun, man. I had a good time with that one. God damn, that was hard though.
That's fuck. Okay. I'm
fuck.
I'm about to pass that shit to you, bro. You about to do FMKs. All right. Because I'm trying to think of these. I'm like the only one I can think of next, like Sandra Bullock, and that's the only one. We just gotta find out who we can put up against.
Let's put her against Kat Von D. That's who Jesse James left her.
Yeah.
For.
That's an interesting one. Oh, shit! I gotta come up with one. I have no idea which one I'm gonna come up with, but that would.
How about next time we do like '90s actresses or '80s?
I was
actresses
thinking that shit
or something like
I was thinking that shit.
Have a theme. Like this time was British females.
Last night was
Jessica's.
Yeah.
You know, we did Italians. We did. We're
they
just
hip hop girls.
We are truly misogynistic dickheads. Listen.
It goes with the theme.
Yeah, the theme of misogyny. But
it goes
okay.
It goes with the theme. It goes with
of
the
course,
theme.
Of FMK, absolutely.
If we just pick random women, then we'd be misogynistic. At least we're picking the same group of women from the same situation.
Okay, so they're going to call us racist. All right, but it's okay. We're racist. We're picking three women from each race? What?
Listen. At least I'd rather be called racist than misogynist. I take racist. We can talk a way out of racism.
I don't know. I'd rather be called misogynistic than racist.
Nah. We can talk a way out of racism.
I don't know, man. It's hard some these days. It's hard these days.
It's hard out here for misogynistic motherfuckers.
it's hard out here for racists. Hustle and misogyny. All right, man. You want that to be the name of the episode? I'll name it that. That's fine.
And these motherfuckers would be really interested. So, why the fuck they name it that? We getting clicks off the name alone.
Facts. Yo, sorry. Shout out to Channel 82, but we might need to keep this one. But
oh my god.
Nah, I'm kidding.
Yo.
Oh my goodness. Yo,
that's a good one.
Wild. Hustle that's and misogyny.
Hustle and misogyny.
It's hard out here for a misogynist.
Oh shit. Are you trying to get the money for the rent?
Trying to get the money for the rent. But the Cadillac and mad money spent. These motherfucking racists do with the FMKs.
We're getting that's the name of the show. Yeah, fuck it. That's the name of the show.
Hustle and misogyny. You know what? This ain't dark therapy session no more. It's called hustle and misogyny. Next thing you know, next week we're gonna hear people come out with a podcast called Hustle and Misogyny. No names. But you, if you're listening, we're talking about you.
Nothing fit, but just you know
how
shit goes.
Yeah,
you know.
Of course. All right, brother. Let's wrap this up, man. We gonna get in trouble. We keep talking, especially me. I'm drinking.
I got bugs.
I got bugs over here flying and shit.
You get zapped every 5 seconds.
I'm saying exactly fucking right. Let's wrap this motherfucker up.
Today's episode was just us fucking around, like always. That's the best episodes. We be just fucking around. But we got a lot of shit on our chest. Listen, man, at the end of the day,
facts.
We always find a way to get the shit off our chest, no matter fucking what. We joke, we play, we do a lot of shit. But at the end of the day, do you not come back and listen? Because clearly, we actually say something of value. Clearly. Yeah. We help each other, like always. And we want to help you guys out there, no matter what. Sometimes some people steal it. Some people could take it, whatever you want to do with it. But at the end of the day, we still helped you. Because clearly, you're listening. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. God damn, they're getting killed.
Yep. That's all them haters.
Right.
That's all them biters and haters up there, right there, yo. I'm about to turn that off next time. I'm sorry, brother.
FMKs. I'm getting to the point where I'm giving myself too much credit on these FMKs. This shit's bad. I am getting to the point where I'm just like, bro, I can't do this shit no more to myself.
You're a bad boy with these FMKs, bro. That's fast.
Oh, my God. I'm not good at this. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
This is torture for myself. This is torture. I'm going to get all shit with this shit. He said I can't get no more FMKs, right? Okay, I got some of this. Yeah, soon as you challenged me and I challenged my life, I fucked up myself. I don't like this.
Once you sent me those and I looked them up, I was like, yo, bro, this one's going to be hard.
I literally... This is how fucking stupid I was like, RC gonna fucking have a problem with this. I forget I gotta do this shit with you. Completely fucking forgot I gotta do this shit with you. Completely fucking forgot. Maya Jama, listen, me and RC had to kill you. You still fine. Still fine. Incredibly fucking gorgeous. Like, Georgie Smith, you just think it's shit. Good God. Like, I'm going to tell my brother, I say, look you up on Instagram. Not just for, just for studying purposes. Yeah, studying purposes. Because those Google shits don't work. Go to Instagram and you're going to be like,
that's the only reason. The only reason I do that, because those are the PG rated photos. That's the only reason I do that. Now, if you want me to, I can start looking up nudes and we can start doing nudes FMKs. I'm perfectly fine with that. I have no issue with that whatsoever.
I think YouTube would cut us the fuck out of the YouTube.
I can edit it. I can put a blur. That's extra work, but I mean, fuck it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do an R-rated one. We should do an R-rated one for sure. Well, this show is already R-rated, but...
R-rated, I mean...
Maybe we should do an NC-17 version.
Hey. Off camera. We're gonna talk. Okay. And Natalie, Emmanuel, listen. Since Game of Thrones... This is me shooting my shot. Since Game of Thrones, you know... Furious 7 alone made you my wife. Let me tell you what. I gotta explain. But yeah, listen, I don't like these FKs no more, man. We're getting to the point we're getting too damn good with these bitches.
No, not we, you.
Oh my God, don't give me credit for this shit. Put myself in my own goddamn torture. I'm really starting to feel like I'm starting to really understand Lucifer, the fucking show. You put me in my own goddamn personal torture. I don't like this shit.
I would like to talk about that sometime. I love Lucifer. Lucifer's a good show.
Yeah. I'm watching the shit out of that show. Like every damn binge watching that shit.
I've been watching it since it was on Fox.
I can't. I didn't watch it when it was on Fox, so that's probably why I watch it so much now on Netflix.
Yeah.
That shit is getting killed. Whatever that is, it's getting tortured.
A bunch of different shit.
I mean, it's getting tortured. Yeah,
facts.
But at the end of the day, listen, man, this is Dog Therapy Session. We are always going to be ourselves. That's the one thing about us that we, I think, pride ourselves on. Even if we are dressing up and maybe not 100% divulging into everything that's going on in our lives, I think me and my brother could easily tell when something is bothering us, and we can easily pull it out of ourselves. So for that, thank you, my brother, because shit, there's a lot of people that don't know that shit. A lot about me, and you do. So appreciate you, my brother. Sometimes we don't have got to record you, it. Brother. We ain't got to record it, but, you know, people will see it when it happens. So thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
And like always, this has been Dark Therapy Sessions. The session is now closed. Peace.
Peace.